Union Jack went up at 9:55 Brussels time, an hour ahead of London time.
More than 10,000 dispatches from four continents over a period of three decades. Ian McDougall was an extraordinary broadcaster who relished the fact that his job wasn't 9 to 5. He filed dispatches from the most unlikely places, a signal box in Ceausescu's Romania, a Paris studio equipped with a bidet, and once a report from the Thai jungle while a sacred goat chewed on the cord of the telephone he was using. He was often at the very centre of world events, here in Moscow, at the trial of US pilot Gary Powers, shot down over the USSR in 1960.
There will be those, indeed there are those, who say he's still going away far too much. Well, I think that anyone who shares that view should reflect whether he or she...
He was proud of his profession, but also showed great humility.
I think that most correspondents very rapidly acquire an understanding of the basic modesty of their position in the scale of things. They are caught between events and between their head desks at home.
Ian McDougall retired in 1988. He once said the speed of communications today devalued the idea of an exclusive. A reasonable scoop now, he remarked ironically, would be for a correspondent either to land on Mars or prove the existence of the Loch Ness Monster.